There's a schooling option that some Detroit parents say is great for young Black kids. It's called African-Centered Learning. But over the past two decades, more than a dozen of the schools have closed. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman tells us what that loss means for the city's children.
African proverbs and pictures of Harriet Tubman line the hallways at Paul Robeson Malcolm X Academy in Detroit. Waleah Dawson is teaching a sixth grade class about post-World War II America.
You have people like Dr. King who stepped up.
It probably sounds different than a similar lesson in your typical classroom. That's because it's focused on how Black people were treated at the time.
So now let's jump over to part two. What role did Dr. King play in
This is one of Detroit's few remaining schools that uses an African-centered curriculum.
We pretty much take pieces of our African-American heritage or culture and try to infuse it into the curriculum.
In other words, the school teaches from the perspective of African descendants rather than the Europeans.
It's making the child the center of their education, letting them know that where they came from and how things came to be the way they are right now.
Dawson's been teaching for 25 years. Her students know her as Mama Waleah. The titles of Mama for female teachers and Baba for male teachers are staples of African-centered schools. During the 1990s, Detroit had nearly 20 of these schools. That was more than anywhere in the country. But in 1999, the state took control of the district. And African-centered schools were the casualties of many rounds of closures and district restructurings. The principal at Paul Robeson Malcolm X estimates that more than 8,500 seats vanished from African-centered classrooms in the past two decades. Now only three of these schools remain in Detroit, and advocates say the city's Black children are the ones who lost the most.
Because we live in a world, in an environment, in a society that's Eurocentric.
This is Jamon Jordan. He taught at the Inseroma Institute for 9 years. He thinks a Eurocentric society is inherently white supremacist.
It upholds the idea that the thinking of whites, the accomplishments of whites, and even the lives of whites is more important than the thinking, the accomplishments, and the lives of other people, people of color, including African people.
Jordan argues African-centered education prepares Black students to battle white supremacy, and he says it's best to begin that battle early. Darius Glenn is 24. He's a poet and musician. Glenn attended one of Detroit's African-centered schools that's now closed.
Like reading about Claude McKay in fifth grade and reciting his poem got me into spoken word.
Glenn says he started out in traditional public schools, but he wasn't as engaged in learning about people who not only didn't look like him, but owned people who looked like him. Glenn transferred to a school called Aisha Shule in fifth grade, and he says it engaged him in ways he hadn't expected before.
Like I said, learning about a lot of Black folks in history, it definitely can give you a sense of pride, a sense of, you know what I mean, belonging.
That's something Ebony West was looking for. West grew up in Houston, and she says she never felt completely at ease in school. She says she always felt like she had to explain things to her white friends about her hair or her skin or her diet. But her brothers came up in Detroit, where they attended African-centered schools, and she saw a better option, one she wanted for her own kids. West says she's not your traditional helicopter mom, with tons of scheduled activities and closely monitored screen time.
But I am a helicopter mom as far as preserving their spirits, not letting anything in that I feel like is going to be damaging to them.
So in 1999, she enrolled her oldest daughter at an African-centered school, and then her son, to help them develop a solid sense of who they were and pride in who they were before the world could get to them.
There's something that really can break your spirit, you know, and damage you, actually, in a way that's, I feel like, irreparable.
Those schools where she sent her older kids are closed now. But West says they were a place where her kids felt loved, comfortable, and safe. And she says that's the best environment for anyone to learn in. I'm Bryce Huffman, Michigan Radio News.